This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Well, we just lost Adam Ottavino. Mike told me in the break. The Rangers were after him. He's a relief pitcher from the Rockies who helped me win the 105.3 The Fan fantasy baseball title. You don't see a lot of setup guys help you win fantasy baseball titles, but he did. You know, he was rock solid.
I'm just tweeting out right now. Luckily, he will not be playing in the house that Ruth built.
Yeah, he's going to be a Yankee. And he, even though he said Babe Ruth sucked, he's going to be a Yankee. Tough break for all of us. But the good news for all of us is we did have a high-speed chase here in Dallas earlier. And I have the full details as we transform into a news station after this song. You think you could get away with one bank robbery? Like, nobody's going to make a good...
No, I don't think I could.
Nobody's going to ever make a good long-term run of it, because eventually they'll figure out kind of who you are and they'll watch you and then they'll catch you doing it, which is what happened to our guys today. But do you think you could pull off one?
Absolutely.
If I set the limit at you have to get more money than what's in one drawer, could you do it and get away with it?
Now we're talking about
some
trouble.
You mean like get away, as in get away, like get in a getaway car and maybe get home and then 2 days later get found?
No. What I mean is, could you rob a bank for a reasonably substantial amount of money? You can plan for 5 years, but could you get it one for a substantial amount of money and then just go back to your job and not worry about it?
I always think it's way too ballsy when the guys try to get the safe, you know, and they're calling the cops and
yeah, the safe's tough.
The manager's like, I can't remember, and the bad guys at that point, I'm gone. You know, I'm getting three drawers at most, and I'm gone way under 50 grand. But yeah, that I could pull off. I'm not going for the safe though. That would drive me crazy.
Text in the right way to do it. If you're out there and you've robbed a bank, I'd like to hear from you. Do you think anyone listening right now has really robbed a bank? That's listening to the G-Bag Nation. I promise I won't send in your phone number.
Not listening right now.
877-881-1053. Have you ever robbed a bank? Even if you got caught, let us know.
My family knows a person who got caught, robbed a bank in Tulsa, Oklahoma, got caught, did like 5 years, got out, and still spent some of that money.
That's nice. Good.
Yeah. So you got to go bury that money as soon as you're done.
Gave it to his old lady.
Okay, this brings up another great question. I promise we'll get to this high-speed chase in a minute. What amount of profit would make it worth doing 5 years? Like, you got the safe, and somehow it equated to a five-year sentence. When you get out, you need how much waiting?
Well, can you guarantee I won't be sexually assaulted?
Yes.
No.
No, can't guarantee it. For the sake of this, yes.
People get sexually assaulted. They're not stopping it. They're not trying to stop it.
It's a hypothetical. Yes, I'll grant you that.
Yeah, folks get lonely.
You're not assaulted.
Okay.
You do 5 years.
I will do 5 years. Okay, now you can't work when you get out. You're a convicted felon. Your career is fizzled. So
your radio job is waiting.
After taxes, I need $5 million.
Okay, five is good.
Yeah, it's got to be totally laundered, too.
What if you could get this job back? Then could I talk you into doing it for two?
Yeah, absolutely.
You do 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I come out, I got $2 million free and clear. I'm set up for retirement. I got my nugget.
Yeah.
So knowledgeable at that point, too. You had nothing but time to read and write.
Read books.
My God, you'd be a genius.
You don't know what the library looks like.
$2 million is enough.
What's that?
You think $2 million is enough to never work?
No,
again?
But on top of my 401k and Social Security, I can get there pretty quickly, and I'd be retired by 55.
Okay, well done. Well done. Mike, what's your number there? Now, you will get assaulted.
To go to prison for 5 years?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Amount of money.
I'll just make what I make now and not have to go to prison.
Well, plus, we got young kids. They have to come visit us.
Oh.
Let me check and see if we have any bank robbers listening.
And I just assume sexual assault comes with going to prison. Like, there's no way to tell me that it's not going to happen.
No, so for Gavin, he wouldn't get it, but you would. Your hypothetical is you do have to be assaulted.
Yeah, I don't. I really
I don't.
I don't
think you can put a dollar figure on something like that. 100 million.
Okay, I'll check your text in a minute because there's a whole lot. Apparently, we have a lot of bank robbers that listen to the G-Bag Nation and a lot that know people. So that's cool.
Clearly,
this is happening. Bank robbery. I mean, I know you have a story on this. I don't feel like this is happening. I'm not opening up like
not that many
USA Today. Like, another bank robbery this week in Maryland, and then the next week is in Los Angeles or something.
I mean, 469 says one of my employees robbed 9 banks over $400,000. The 214 says
you still hired them.
My brother robbed a bank in August in Fort Worth. Got caught 5 hours later in Weatherford. So yeah, I guess it is tough. I guess it's tough. I would just stick to stealing from celebrities when they're out of town. That's what I would do. Okay, so this is in Dallas. We had a high-speed chase with three bank robbers. Total of four. We had four bank robbers. They're known as the Halo Bandits, by the way, which makes me think that they're gamers. Probably big-time Halo players.
Or high-altitude parachuters.
Yeah, one or the other. So they went and they robbed a bank, and it was the FBI. They've been watching them. They know about the Halo Bandits, so they were keeping a sharp eye. And then while they were keeping a sharp eye, they went and robbed a bank.
Ooh.
And they're like, hey, guys, the bank robbers we're watching are currently robbing a bank, so we're in good shape here. We're going to go ahead and catch them. They caught one on site. Got him. Other three did get to the getaway car. Now, it started in Hearst. They robbed one out in Hearst, the HEB area out there. Robbed that bank. And the three that fled had to be pursued. It started in Hearst, went deep into Tarrant County. Before the suspects turned around, they brought it all the way back to Oak Cliff down here in Dallas. And as they were going down I-30, this was my favorite part. They did, what's that stupid movie where you can't open your eyes or you'll be
Bird
so
box.
Scared that you'll kill yourself? They went full Bird Box.
They did the Bird Box challenge.
Yeah.
Doing
they did the
bits
Bird Box
out there.
Challenge. Well, not on purpose, though. The hood of the car popped up.
Oh, what was the movie with Chris Farley and the skinny little guy? Did that happen?
Tommy Boy?
Yes.
Didn't that happen in Tommy Boy?
Probably. But yeah, at one point, the hood blocked the windshield, and then they exited I-30, which is miraculous all by itself.
Hey, the money part to that, though, when it was up, the hood was up, they still had the blinkers on. They had flat tires, hood up, and using their blinkers, bro.
Safety first.
And they're in Oak Cliff. They're like, Oak Cliff, that's my hood.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that was their hood, I guess. And that happened. They exited 30. And as they're exiting 30, the back right tire blew out.
Oh,
so they lost a tire. They can't see. So they got out, and they all started running. Now, I did not see, they did catch all three of the people who jumped out on foot. I only saw the video of one of them from the helicopter view, and it's my favorite video of a give up of all time. The guy is running down like a dirt path in Oak Cliff somewhere. The chopper is clearly right above him. The camera's
on.
Did
this happen today?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, this was right next to my house. Did they have like armed vehicles and everything?
Probably.
Yeah, my wife called me at 8-something a.m. She's like, it's not on our street.
It was on Barlow Avenue where it ended.
But two streets from our house, she's like, she's like military. This looks like military are stopping something.
Oh, yeah. You see that cop right there that's got one of the suspects? Yeah, he's fully geared up. He's a militarized policeman.
This was probably
right there.
Straight SWAT right
this
there.
This was very close to where I live.
That's awesome. So anyway, one of the guys is running. And he doesn't appear to be in the best shape, but not in the worst shape of all time, just not in good shape. And he's running, and all you can see on the newscast is him in the frame running down a dirt trail. And then he's kind of running uphill a little bit. And apparently his cardio is not good, because you can see up to probably 30 yards behind him, and there's no one there. So he's not in immediate tackle danger. It's not like, oh, you got me. But he must have ran out of breath. Because he just ran off of the little trail he was running up and laid down with his arms and legs spread out like, somebody catch up and arrest me. I got nothing left.
Man.
He went with the give up.
Giving up when you're tired is so legit, right? You're like, how do guys give up in Super Bowl moments when you're tired or in NBA finals? Because your body's like, dude, we're out of here.
He was just like, nope. You know what? We were good at the bank robbing for a while. We were never good at cardio. Let me just lay down and give it
I've
up.
I've always
now.
Wondered if you had to run for your life. If the tired give up would kick in, or if you'd just be like, I'm exhausted, but I don't care, right? I'm just going to run as fast as I can for miles until you go into cardiac arrest.
I don't know.
Doesn't look like it according to this guy.
Okay, this guy just sent in a 6-point bulletin on how to rob a bank. I'm not going to read that one, but from the 214.
Print off a copy of that for me.
Okay. My cousin robbed a Wells Fargo bank. He walked in with a gun. That's a bad idea. That's the part
you don't do that part. Don't do that one.
He said he went straight to the cashier, took the money that was in the register. He got about $1,000. 6 months later, he got arrested and spent 14 years in prison.
Give him a note. Make it an inside job, too. You give the note to the girl that you know, and she acts surprised. Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Yeah. See,
this is an unconfirmed,
we can plot something up.
Unconfirmed report from the 940 says there was also a big old girl that was one of the suspects that took about 7 steps out of the car and said, nope, and sat down.
See, the problem is people do this on a whim because they're desperate. If you really plot it out, you can get at least one good one in.
Probably. I'll go through all your texts later and, of course, turn over the incriminating ones to the proper authorities and
There's some folks who got away with it out there in the audience?
Yeah, I don't want to share their stories to you.
Okay.
I'm going to give it to the FBI so that we can get
collect that Crime well. Stopper money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for a team to join. So.
Did you see? This was not planned in Jeffrey time. I forgot the name of, there was a kidnap victim whose parents got murdered. This dude murdered the parents, kidnapped a 13-year-old girl. There ended up being a $25,000 reward from the FBI, and then somebody else matched it, so there's a $50,000 reward.
Mm.
She, when the guy, like, he had her under his bed. I don't know the logistics or, like, tied up or what, but eventually one of those days, he left the house, she got out, she found somebody, like, walking a dog and was like, hi, I've been kidnapped and I've been stuck under someone's bed. Please, God, help me. They went to another neighbor's house to call the cops. And the story yesterday, I'll have to look for the follow-up because surely we know how it ends, but it was the FBI hasn't decided what to do with the reward money.
What?
She rescued herself.
She deserved
it. Give her 50 grand.
Give me my money.
Sure. This is like it's totally to a different extreme, but it's the same as the story yesterday of Oklahoma is going to block this guy's transfer. Like, once that story's out that the FBI is like, well, we're thinking about what to do with the money.
You better give
everyone's it. Everyone's going to answer, give it to her.
Yeah, maybe like, the person that lost her parents.
College fund, something. And in other news, this is TV news that I think Mike will be excited about because he's talked about The Office twice today.
Yeah.
Steve Carell is back. And it's going to be a TV series on Netflix that I'm on an excitement level. I'm 10 out of 10 excited for this.
Okay.
It's going to be called Space Force. So,
is it a comedy?
Yes. So it's the same guy. It's going to reunite him with Greg Daniels. That's the guy who adapted The Office for American television. He's going to be the executive producer. So they were together on The Office. So it's basically going to be an office setting, but their office is that they work for Space Force, the sixth branch of the government. Can you imagine Steve Carell being in charge of the Space Force?
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine he's the most qualified guy.
That's the beauty of it. Yeah, so they got a bunch of The Office people back to executive produce and all that. And it's going to be his first TV role since The Office. And now he's going to be he's going to be in charge of the Space Force. And it's going to be the greatest comedy in TV history, I guarantee it.